ever since the Hamas came into their power since about 2000, our whole region has been getting sporadic rocket fire on one level or another. Most of it isn't even reported in the news in Israel, let alone abroad. Of course, there were the three recent wars in 2008, 2012, and again this past summer, when the escalation was just unbearable. We had to evacuate the children, and the only people that were left in the community were people who either refused to leave, mostly the Octogarians, and people who were here because we have cows, we have agriculture. You can't just abandon a community for an extended period of time. So that's it. Life isn't easy. And even now, since the ceasefire, we do not feel safe and stable. There are tunnels, that 32 tunnels that the Israeli army discovered. We don't know how many tunnels there are that weren't discovered. Unfortunately, all of this money is being poured into infrastructure for destruction rather than for building. And even with the place that your journalist visited, the money isn't getting through. So much money was promised. Billions of dollars were promised for reconstruction, and it's not getting through, basically because of internal Palestinian politics.
You know that Israel was very heavily criticized at the time and just afterwards for the degree of response. Israel, and I don't blame Israel for this, Israel, because it's just a fact, Israel has a better infrastructure, better civil protection, better planning for protection than Gaza has. Did you ever feel uncomfortable with the scale of the response from your country?
Look, I was here the entire time, and I heard everything. I heard everything going out as well as the incoming fire, and I knew that every shot that was fired was aimed at somebody, and that most of the shooting from within Gaza was done from within urban areas. So I was extremely disturbed by it, but as one of our... as it's been said here, if you were sitting on a porch that is opposite, say, a hospital or a school, with your child on your knees, and somebody from that hospital or school started firing at you, you have to fire back. There was really no choice.
And looking ahead to the future, you know, you've got grandchildren. I'm guessing you don't want them to live in an environment forever where this is hanging over them.
I don't want anybody to live in this environment. The Gazans either.
No. But what do you want your government to do? Or both, in fact. But you know, specifically from your own government, in terms of peace efforts, in terms of trying to somehow turn a page here.
I want my government and their government to get back to the table to work out a political regional solution, because they're not going anyplace and neither am I. So I would rather have them as good neighbors than as these enemies that shoot sporadically at me and don't let me live my life the way it should be, like any normal person would expect to be able to live their lives, to walk around outside without worrying where they're going to duck if there's a warning of an incoming rocket and you have only 10 seconds to run.
And do you think that for the time being, with that not being the case, any restriction that your government chooses to place on Palestinians is an acceptable one?
Look, the whole side of the politics of it with rebuilding and with opening, the rebuilding is an internal Palestinian issue. There's money that's not supposed to be coming from us. It's supposed to be getting into Gaza. For some reason, their infighting is preventing that from happening, and that is a true, true tragedy. On the side of my government, I want them to realize that they have to sit down and start talking.